Good morning. I had an amazing dream about a few things really, but it was the same dream, so it wasn't like too different going off in tangents. Oh, I'm doing it now. Well, it's early morning, I've just woken up. Basically, my dream was set in 97. And I was at the cinema, and I think Toy Story, one of the early Pixar films, we're watching at the cinema, and sorry, I really have just woken up. That's why I want to record this so I remember it all and I don't forget it. So I went to the sort of big multiplex place, and we were watching Toy Story, but it wasn't Toy Story, of course, it was a dream, so it was like Toy Story, but it wasn't. And halfway through, someone opened the fire exit door, but in this multiplex, well, as it is in a lot of multiplexes, it was by the front. And the fire exit door didn't go out, but went to the foyer. And so you could see, you could hear stuff going on in the foyer. And there wasn't an actual emergency or anything. Just someone had some staff member or something had, left it open or done something. But it was enough to distract people from the film. And then we saw people coming in, and then sitting in the front row. And again, this is really distracting. So they said it became, and because it was like a kids' film, they're like kids going, "Mummy, why are those people coming in?" And all this kind of stuff. It was really distracting. And then instead of stopping the film, a member of staff said, "Apologies for this. The we'll carry on what we'll carry on showing the film due to scheduling, but you basically have a free pass now for any film you like in the future. But we're not going to stop the film, so it's up to you if you want to continue watching it or watch it another time." And this kind of gave everyone a kind of a right to annoy every not a right to annoy everyone else, but sort of like, oh well, they're going to carry on watching it. So some people got up and left, some people sort of kept watching, and but they didn't shut the fire door. So it was almost like playtime, everyone. You've got another hour of either watching this or just roaming the multiplex. Now, because we had tickets, we could basically, we could actually roam the multiplex. So we ended up, me and some friends that I don't remember having, ended up roaming this, the innards of a cinema. Because the other fire door, again, I'm sort of going off on tangents, but basically, we had free rein of this multiplex. And long story short, I found this arcade machine. This is where it kind of stems into. I found this arcade machine, which was a Star Wars arcade. But it was like, so it was 97, so it's just as the what's it called, the special editions came out at the cinema. It was a Star Wars arcade machine, and it was filmed. It was a I don't know if anyone has ever seen or played, actually. I don't know if anyone played Rebel Assault or those games, but it was actually film, they filmed footage. And so the guy you were, the character you were playing was a real person, an actor, and you sort of went through his steps. But it was an amazing game. Because basically, again, sort of, I'm really tired. I'm sorry if you're losing track of this, because this is just how it works. So, yeah, so I sort of left the cinema. I'm thinking, well, I might come back later, but I want to see what everyone else is doing and have a look. So, you know, I went round the corners, and there was in this multiplex, you know, an arcade section where I found this arcade machine. And it had a sequel as well in the arcade machine, in the arcade. There was two of them. There was the first one, which the graphics weren't that great. And then a second one, and where the graphics was really good. And I kept thinking, oh, this is 97. Even then, I was kind of like, this is 97. So it was almost like it was like a memory of 97 where I could remember it today. And I was just thinking, this is just such a brilliant game. And I think it was called, like, yeah, it definitely had something Lee Law or something like that. It basically, the premise of this Star Wars game was that you were like a rogue X-wing pilot, you know, not, you know, rogue squadron, but you were part of the Rebels anyway, but you were more of a sort of a Han Solo character, because you were more of a mercenary, but you were more into, not anarchy, but you're almost basically kicked out of the Rebel Alliance because you're too much of a rebel. The premise was that you had like a droid that piloted your ship, so you were like more of the gunner. So he, the droid, so that's why it's sort of like run on parallels and stuff, because the droid was really good at flying. So he did the flying, and you did sort of the gun part for most of the game. Most of the game was sort of like flying to sort of Imperial bases and taking TIE fighters out and all that kind of stuff. But then there was a section where you landed in, on planets and stuff, and it was you doing the gun attachment in the game, because it was an arcade. It was a bit like, hello, it's 7:30, my alarm went off, and I don't know if it continued recording, because my alarm went off while recording. But yeah, so you landed on this planet. A gunner, you had, so this is a Star Wars game, you landed on this planet, and you took the gun from the arcade, and you sort of ran sort of his point of view. So it was like, you know, again, it was, you know, it's first person shooter, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But you could take out stormtroopers and stuff, but it was just so good, because you ended up, it was like a little sort of box thing that you sort of stood in. So it was a bit like virtual reality, but not. But it knew where you were, so you could you know, turn to the left, and the thing turned to the left. It was all very clever. So it was kind of like a virtual reality game. And I just thought, this is an amazing game. This is the most amazing game ever. And again, this is the longest. I'm sorry you've stuck with me through all of this. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that very long story short, apologies. This is just how my brain works. Very long story short, I had a dream about going to cinema in 97, and I found an arcade machine, a Star Wars arcade machine, and I thought it was the best arcade machine ever. And then I woke up, I was like, oh my god, that's the best arcade machine ever. I got to find out what happened to that. I have to look it up on Wikipedia. And of course, it doesn't exist. The game doesn't exist. It was all in my head. So now I'm really disappointed. Because I was there going, oh, I want to see if they're, you know, did a version of it for PlayStation or... No, it's a game I made up in my head while I was asleep. Stupid dreams. Anyway, sorry, that was like an hour's worth of chatting. of hours worth of me waking up. But also, my alarm went off to actually say I need to get out of bed because I've got to go to work. So, thank you for the patience of listening to this. And, yeah, dreams, they're great. Anyway, Star Wars rules. Bye.